listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Hey, Stan P, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition. This focuses on women's tennis, folks. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, obviously, earlier this week, golf wrapped up their Big 12 tournament, or over last weekend. Now in Texas, this time, K-State tennis sees their Big 12 championship road come to an end as they lost to KU there. K-State women came in, actually, the 8th seed in the conference there, taking on a 9th seed KU, and lose to their arch rival from next door in Lawrence. There, down in Waco, Texas, so... I find that very interesting, actually. The golf tournament was down there. The Big 12 does down. The Big 12 championships for the golf team was down there. And the tennis team was down there. This time in a different location in Waco. But yeah, very disappointing there after a hot start in day one, trying to capitalize on a couple of big victories there for them. Obviously, the Jayhawks will play. We play Texas today, later on today. yesterday, K-State season, postseason anyway, is coming to an end there as well. But yeah, you got to go back to early on in the year when K-State and KU both split their regular season meetings there. K-State winning, beating KU here at home 4-3 there. And then, but obviously, you know, when you have, we have Wednesday, you have to take advantage of it. Obviously, there are, of course, in this match, four different lead changes there for the going back and forth there as well. But here's some positives here for the tennis team anyways. K-State, they rattled off two victories in the singles action there with great performances by senior Lila Barzo and junior Anna Turco. I've talked briefly about Turco in one of the early episodes as well. Barzo and Turco delivered tightly contested victories from courts 5 and 6, helping K-State to tie the match there before, obviously, the final match on the main court right there as well. But Barzo obviously gave the Wildcats a spark there from the number 5 line, as she destroyed. That's probably brutal to say, but I'm gonna say, I'm gonna roll with that off the tongue there. Destroyed, dispatched is a better word. Tiffany Lidgard, 6-1, 0-6, and 6-4 as well. There is Barzo got it done right there. As you know, the third set was key. I mean, you don't want to put yourself in that position there. Obviously, that third set is the game breaker. I mean, you want to jump on your opponent. If you can jump on them in the first set, you want to try to finish them off. And usually, that does not go well. And usually, these third sets are very, very tight. I mean, definitely when it comes to individual matches, I know that. I don't know much about, well, I do know much, I do know a little bit about doubles, but not all that much. All I know is a lot of singles matches go to a third set, and anything can happen, anything goes for them. But K-State there, even with their strong efforts individually and trying to get that elusive win in doubles, comes up short against KU. So K-State's Big 12 postseason in the tennis world comes to a close there in Waco, Texas. The Purple Project Podcast weekly edition, new edition, coming out later on today. Please go tell your friends about the Purple Project Podcast and check that out. Download it, check it out. Great episode this week there. I'm not going to spill the beans. Go check it out. Tell your K-State fellow friends and tell other people about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap it up for me for this edition of the Daily Triple P. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, wrapped up.
Thanks for listening. listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.